Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll take three testimonies. What the camp did for you. What the camp did for you. Three people very quickly. The new guys, the camp. You have never been to a Lighthouse camp before. That was your first camp. You experienced something. You want to share it. Hey, Elijah, come. 9320, come. Anybody else? One last person. Kevin, come. Yeah, I have to call you, no problem. Microphone, please, Joey.
Yeah, give it to the collector. All right.
Tonight I want to give God praise and thanks for what He has done for me. Because it's my first time going to camp there where I went. And I didn't get any money to go, but I still had the belief, but I'm going and I get through and I go. And I go believing that I'm going to receive coming back different. And I did come back different and I receive. And I thank God for what He has done. Because I was in darkness for 8 months. Wow. But I never gave up.
What do you mean by darkness?
Darkness. And
what do you mean by darkness? Darkness is in different. Shamin, isn't it? Darkness means a lot of things. Nah? You didn't come for camp.
I didn't get in light.
You don't get in light. Ah, hey. You see, you can easily think that she was... She was not getting light for 8 months.
8 months.
No meter.
No meter.
GPSA, no meter.
No meter. I pay off. I pay some. I keep going to church and I go home. She want to tell me the man. They had me to come, but they sound what?
Something. Don't worry. Go ahead. Something, yeah.
She said, you know, the right basin come, but you know when we... I said, Lord, I start crying. Like I get frustrated then now. I said, you pay so much of money. I said, best give the church the money, man. And you always. I said, no. I said, because this is unfair. They back me so long. This
yeah.
I need grandchildren, not me.
That's right.
And she think, she going on. So I get mad. She said, you and all is like them. You're going now like the church gonna help you. I said, is the church helping me? The prayer. I go to camp and I said, Lord, you know I leave my grandchildren in darkness, not knowing she gone. She gone and left the Lisa. So, Lord, I go and receive him by the time I go back light. But when I go light, then come. Like come yesterday.
Hey. Yesterday. Wow.
When they come, I said, Lord, I go on my knees. I said, Lord, how can I stop serving you?
That's right.
I said, I will never give up on you. Can't you then give up on me?
That's right.
And since it's a dark pastor, I put in the gospel and I turn up my music.
Ish. Light has come.
I dance. My neighbor behind. She knows to give me light and knows to pay. She come.
God.
You come and light in a turn. If you see your face, I said, the Lord. Jesus on you. I said, I got to get light. So I want to give and thanks.
Amen.
Because enough people would keep away the self.
That's
and
right.
Be ashamed, but I am not ashamed.
Amen.
I understand, because I have life, and although I was in darkness, light was around me.
Yes.
Light was around me.
Yes.
So I always tell my children, I said, light is around me.
That's right.
I said, we in dark, but light is around me.
That's right.
And I keep praying, but so I give God praise and Amen. Thanks, and I will
never. Amen. Light after the camp.
I am looking forward for a next camp.
The next camp. camp, money gonna come after the next camp. It's yours. Elijah, my boy. One boy. By you shy by. Come on. What happened? How was the camp? What did the camp do for you?
Well, basically the camp helped me to wake up very early and and easy eating. So mother don't get a problem with me eating out your food. So thank the Lord for that.
Wow, you slim down. But you got what? You got baptized in the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
You spoke in tongues for the first time. You got baptized in water too.
Yes, Pastor.
How does it feel?
I feel wonderful.
You feel wonderful.
Yes, Pastor.
So you are going to follow God. You become a pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
Wow, powerful. Elijah 93:20. Kevin, you are displaying power. What happened to you? You took the whole show.
I just want to give God praise and thanks for health and strength. Before I went to camp, I learned a lot. I changed a lot. I tell my cousin, it's a different time now.
Wow.
After we ran practice dance in church, I said, you know, what's get to be. And suddenly, I tell you, a different person now, a change. Since I baptized, it's a different person now.
That's right.
So I'm being church steady a lot now.
Wow.
Thank
you. Wow. Father, tonight, I want to thank you for your kindness, your tender mercies towards us. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for who you are. You are indeed the great that we are. Thank you for bringing us together again. Tuesday evening like this, Lord, we love to be in your presence, to be in your house, to be taught and to be tutored. I pray that, Lord, the spirit of understanding will be made available to every one of us, that we will not leave the same as we came. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for supernatural angels. And thank you for this atmosphere, that this atmosphere is a supernatural atmosphere. Let signs and wonders, miracles happen. Let us, oh God, be changed and be affected by your word. In Jesus' name, and somebody said amen. Amen. You want to go around and shake and welcome one or two people? Tell them it's good to see you tonight, and you may be seated after that. Hallelujah. You should smile. Don't shake somebody's hands with a straight face. If somebody does that, tell them next time I'm shaking you. Yeah, she tell him, when you shake him, you gotta smile. If you don't smile, don't shake my hands. And smile is showing teeth. If you don't show teeth, it means you're not smiling. Yeah, you gotta skin your teeth. If you don't skin your teeth, it means you ain't smiling. And after that, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be here tonight? Do you love coming to church? Are you sure you love coming to church? Okay. Maybe if you don't come, I'll come. I'm not sure about you. But even if I'm the only one, I'll still come. By the grace of God. I have passed the stage where I have to look at somebody to come to church. I said, I have passed the stage where I have to look at somebody to come to church. And I hope you have passed that stage also. I said, I hope you have passed that stage also. How many of us have passed that stage? I've also passed the stage where if it's raining, I will not come to church. How many have passed that stage also? Okay, I thought I was the only one who was in that category. Even if it's snowing in Guyana for the first time, I'll come to church and then gaff about the snow rather than stay home and call people and talk about it. Amen. All right. I'm just going to share a few things with you from this nice book, The Art of Leadership. Okay? I have some few things here. I want to... You see, not everybody is excited, but it's okay. That's why I say I don't pray for everybody, you know. I pray for some and leave some. Those who don't like clapping, I don't pray for you. Okay. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 1. I want to... it's the art of leadership, but I'm preaching from chapter 19 from a second edition. Chapter 19. Everything depends on leadership. Everything depends on leadership. Now, I the Lord laid on my heart also to preach from this book and to also help you in your leadership skills. When we talk about leadership, we talk mostly about other people, other organizations, other personalities. Never do we talk about ourselves. But this really is for you and I. When we're talking about leadership, I'm not talking about the president. I'm not talking about the political parties. I'm talking about pastors. I'm talking about church leaders. I'm talking about church members. And I'm talking about Christians in general. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 1 that, "For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem." Take away is minus, isn't it? "Take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water." He goes on to say that the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator. He says, "And I'll give children to be their princes, and babies shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. And the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable." He says, "When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, 'Thou hast clothing,'" all we need is somebody who has clothes, "'so be thou our ruler, and let this reign be under thy hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, 'I will not be an healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people.'" Now, if you go back to the earlier verses, I think 2-3 thereabout, the Bible says that God, you see, this is a scripture, the prophet was speaking to Israel, and he was telling Israel that God is going to take away some particular people from verse 2-3 thereabout. Yes, 2 is okay. He was going to take some particular people from the society, right? And he lists the type of people. And you look at this, you realize that it is a mighty man. It means that there will be no army. Those who are mighty, there's no army. And the man of war, I mean, if a country invades the country, that's it. There's nobody who is in the area, who is an expert in the area of war, who can defend the country. It says the judge is taken away. It means that somebody can kill you, and then no, even if police arrest him, there's no judge. So it means that there's going to be what? Chaos. There's going to be anarchy. There's going to be disorder. He talks about the prophet. The prophet is the one who comes and says, "Thus says the Lord." It is from the prophet that we hear God's voice. The pastor, the church leader, these people are also taken away. Amen. And he says the prudent and the ancient. When we talk about the ancient, we're talking about old people. When you have a country where you don't have old people, it's not a good country. You have a church where you don't have old people in the church, it's not a good church. Because old people are wise. Amen. Old people have experience. Amen. Old people see things that young people don't see. If you were to ask some old people about certain things, you think they are prophets and prophetesses. They will tell you things that you will live to see them, even though they are not pastors. They are experienced. They know things. They're ancient. And then you go to verse 3, it says, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor, no advice. Nobody will be here to counsel. And the cunning artificer, some people who create things, people who make things, you know, create things, design cars, and the things that people, you know, use, those nice, nice, fancy things. There will not be anybody anymore. And the eloquent orator. Now, God was punishing his people, the Israelites. You must understand that if God is punishing somebody, it must be a severe punishment. God does not punish and it's a simple punishment. That's what the Bible says. God says, leave vengeance unto me. I will avenge, says the Lord. Because if God avenges, I mean, he's the only one who can rain fire from heaven to a city. If a city is not well, if a city is not behaving themselves and there's a lot of wickedness in a town or a city, what can you do? The best person to destroy the city is God, because he caused fire to come down. When the world was not working for God, he rained down. He just destroyed the whole thing by rain. What are you going to do now? If I'm sure that if some of us had the power to change some things in the world, we would have changed it. But where's the power? We are limited to our own personal, private, and individual areas of dominion. We can't do much. Even you talk, you see how people, when you look at how people write things in the newspaper, they waste their time. Hey, so some people are very, very, I mean, passionate about newspaper articles. But you can't do much. And Prince, they are saying that, no, I don't know what they are doing to Norton. They said Norton, Dr. Norton, he lied to the parliament or something. Every day he can join his, they have points with his picture. I mean, what, you should go away? I mean, people are very passionate about changes. But you see, it is only God who can dish out a very strong punishment. And when God was punishing his people, his own country, the Israelites, he said he was going to take away everybody in higher position. Are you following? So then the question is, why will God see taking leaders and older people and experienced people and judges and counselors and honorable men out of the society? How can that be a punishment? And that's where our minds must go. That it can only be a punishment because everything depends on leadership. Everything depends on leadership. If you look at your life and you look at my life, we are the way we are because we are not leading ourselves. There's a lack of leadership in many lives. That's how come people's lives are not the way they are. Because if God, taking away leaders, was going to cause chaos in a country and make them really see and feel that indeed God has punished us, then the lack of leadership in any society, in any sphere of life, is a very serious thing. And you can see it in our country. It's not that we don't have money. It's not that we don't have the resources. It's not that we don't have the capability. We have everything we have. But leadership. Leadership. I said leadership. Somebody was telling me that, you know, he doesn't care which government comes into power. He wants things to be made available to the people. He said in the previous government, he could buy a land for nothing. He said now, land is expensive. Yeah, people got land very, very easy, isn't it? We don't hear of those fast, what do you call it? One-stop shop. It used to happen, isn't it? Yeah. At least Efan Ali was a 31-year-old guy who used to, speak, and I don't want to use the word bark a lot, but they shared a lot of house lots, whatever it was, but I don't hear about house lots sharing these days. They haven't.
Without any land.
You defend them. Of course you defend them. The bottom line is that we ain't hearing no one-stop shop. Who is the land for? Isn't it for the government and these people? They ain't getting the land for share. That's what Prince is saying. So we have to wait for them to share the land. Okay, Prince will wait.
Okay.
No, people share lands. Lands all over the place. I heard they inflated the figures. They'll give maybe 2,000 and they'll say it's 8,000. But at least you could hear one-stop shop. People rushing to Providence Stadium and all them things. Okay, they are not so long in power. So we'll see. Maybe when it gets you there, and they also do that so that we vote for them again. But it's all a trick, or politics, they say. And for another 20. So, you see, but what we are trying to say is that leadership is one of the major things in this world. But taking yourself away from the world, I want us to look at, God wants us to look at ourselves. You see, because it is such a very weak stand to take when all that you need depends on somebody else. Should I say it again? It's like, for Brother Sherwin to do well, somebody must do something. That's how our lives are made up of. Oh, you're not here. I'm not feeling you at all. No, you must go to school yourself. You must pass your exams. You must do well in life. You must know that going to school is important for me. You must know that doing this is important for my life. You got to lead yourself. And the lack of that kind of thing is how many of us are the way we are. Amen, amen. That's what I'm trying to talk about. Yeah. It's not a government. It's not no government, whether it's PPP. This government can never do everything for everybody. Never sit down and look at the president. So now a black man is the president, so things are going to be better. Are you going to leave your life to President Granger, who doesn't know you? How is he going to help you when he doesn't know you? And that's a mistake many people made. APNU has come. The coolie people gone. So things are going to get better. Who told you? Who told you? Coolie people gone? Maybe you even wish the coolie people were on. It's not about who comes into power or who does not come. It depends on you. I said it depends on you. Don't shirk the responsibility to anybody else. In any sphere of life. You see, because you can even be given, everybody can be given $1 million right now. After 1 year. Princess is too long. After 3 months or even 1 month, you will see the differences in how people have either managed or mismanaged the money they were giving. That is the key to a successful life. Rather than, my salary is not enough, my salary is this, my this. You must lead yourself. It can, even in marriages also. We marry and then we are always depending on the other part. Why don't you do your part and make the marriage work? Because if your marriage doesn't work, it's you who has not made it work. I'm not preaching a good message. Yeah. Many people who are rich are people who lead themselves well. There's nobody who's lucky in this world. There's no luck in this world. Anybody who, apart from a few political contact kind of connections and disconnections here and there, majority of the people are the way they are in terms of success and prosperity because of what they have been able to do for themselves. Don't sit down and calculate somebody and look at somebody and then envy somebody and jealous somebody. You have to lead your own self also to a prosperous place. I'm preaching a good message. You better you like it or not. Yeah. Okay, they have a big salary, but what have you done with your small salary? You're waiting for a bigger salary? How do you get a bigger salary when you are not leading yourself to that place? You see, and that is what happens to people when they migrate. Then you realize that if I'm going to stay this way, then I'm not going to make it. So I have to get 2 jobs, 3 jobs, 4 jobs, or have to school a little bit and do this. It is when people migrate to a system that is very sophisticated. That's when they realize that, oh, I have to do something for myself. Then that's when they wake up. can buy a car without Best Buy helping you. Except that you don't know how to lead yourself to that place. Everything depends on leadership. When God wanted to destroy this earth and he wanted to save some people, he chose a leader. He had to speak to Noah and spoke to Noah and said, you know what? I want to do something. Can you be the leader of that particular thing? Without a leader, nothing can happen in this world. Without a leader, your life will not go anywhere. And you see, you can also even look at it in this way, that in your life, there are many ministries also. Yeah. There's a ministry of health in your life. Your health is your health is your concern. Fine, ministry of finance, it's your finance, it's your concern also. You are the minister. What's his name again? Jordan. You are your own minister of finance. You are your own minister of health. You are responsible for your health. You are responsible for your weight. You are responsible for your size. You are responsible for your eyes. You are responsible for your nose. You are responsible for the smell in your mouth. You are responsible for every part of your life. You are responsible. Hallelujah. No. Anything that happens to you and I, it is because we are involved in it, whether good or bad. God wanted to save the Israelites. He had to advertise a vacancy for a leader. And Moses somehow qualified. God needed a leader to take the Jews from Egypt to Canaan. It's like to be taken away from bondage, to be taken away from darkness into a prosperous place. You need leadership. The Israelites couldn't live by themselves, Pastor Keith. They needed somebody being inspired by God to take them from that darkness into the promised land. What did God say? I'm going to take you to a land that flows with milk and honey. But they couldn't do that by themselves. God had to appoint a leader. In a sense, God himself had to lead the people out. How can you go to a land flowing with milk and honey if you don't have a leader? So even you can see the message I'm preaching in two ways. That many of us are not being led. Should I say that one again? You are not being led. You see, if leadership is a real thing in life, then sometimes those of us who don't have leadership skills must tap into somebody who has leadership skills to lead you. Maybe a woman or a man or whatever. That's not a problem. But you must be led. Without leadership, I said without leadership, you will not go anywhere. You will not get any far. And you will live your life. Even as a Christian with all the promises of God, you will still not prosper. And many of us, the way we are is because we are so proud that we don't have it. Yet, we are not stretching our hands for anybody to hold our hands and take us on the right path. Pride, arrogance, selfishness. I'm preaching a good message. You think about it. David said that the Lord is my shepherd. That's why he shall not want. A shepherd is somebody who guides. A shepherd is somebody who leads. So you come to a church, and the Lord gives you a church and gives you a pastor. You don't benefit from the pastor at all. Meanwhile, you enable for yourself. Think about it. I said, if leadership is what God will take away from his people to make them suffer pepper, then leadership is a very, very important element in our society. Sometimes look at even your room. Even you being a leader of your room. Look at your room. You take your room as your country and see how your room looks like. How your house looks like. How your toilet, some people, their toilet in their bathrooms, you can't go there. economic meltdown, inflation has taken place, your toilet and bathroom, you can't even get bleach to I mean, you look at us, what do you expect? That is why when the government came up with 10,000 per child, I said, I hate those things. I hate those things. I don't need nobody's 10,000. Because they care. You care for who? I care for myself. No, you look at it. If you go to better and developed countries, they don't dash money. Uniform voucher. You make your child, you can't buy uniform for the child. Look how people grapple for uniform voucher. Fight and rowing and say, it's not enough. It's not enough. And the government is considering increasing uniform voucher. Hey! And so people are excited. Because, you see, you don't know that if you can't lead yourself, that you are deficient. If you can't lead yourself to buy. You see, so if you can't make children, don't make children. That is also a decision you have to make. If you are not ready for children, don't make children. Don't make children. Come on, my children have not eaten. My children drinking porridge. So what? Who asked you to that? You can't lead yourself. Yeah. Some of you. You see, the boy or the girl you lead yourself to choose is very fantastic. Yeah, well, no, it's fantastic. I there's a case where somebody, you know, I mean, by the grace of God, you know, with guidance and counsel and that, we let somebody, the person got married. The person, you know, they married, they said they don't like the person. And then they went to choose their own person, and they are child mother today. So, when, let's say you had somebody helping and guiding your choices, you got to be an honorable missus. Missus with two rings on your finger. One is gold, one is something. Now, when you said, okay, you don't want marriage anymore, you want to be a master of your own self. The next time when we saw, you have a child with a man, the man that has not married you. So maybe somebody man. Is it so? When you are given the opportunity to do the thing for yourself, look at where you went to. No, ladies and gentlemen, our major problem is leadership, and many of us don't have the skills. So God has given you even leaders in the church. That you must be led by the preaching and the teaching of your pastors and men and ministers of God. If you are to tap into it. Oh, man. Yeah. You take, for example, when we went to the camp like this. For those of us who were in the camp. We say, okay, we are sleeping less. We are doing this. All of that is a certain kind of leadership. And that is what caused. I mean, I could not believe that when we said we're baptizing worldwide baptism, we got only, what, 30 people? 27 people. From Sophia, from Pearl, all of all our churches. I was ashamed of Georgetown, that 27, including us, that has the highest number. We went to the camp, we baptized 60 people. 63. Those who said they wouldn't baptize, we were in the service, I was preaching. I was praying for people. And then they came to the front and said, I want to be baptized now. I said, you I pass people. Why do you want to be baptized now? There was a particular lady who, she came to the front. She said, I baptize me now. Oh, we're saying, let's go and baptize. You say you wouldn't go. You know what happened to you now? The same lady started throwing her money. I took out an envelope. You see, sometimes people don't understand. I took out an envelope and said, people should sow a seed. Then the lady opened her bag and she started throwing money out of her. You see, these are people that God speaks to about money and they don't listen, you know. So God says, I'm going to deal with you. I'll go. This camp here, I'm going to deal with you. Oh, man. So I want my bag. I want my bag. Yeah. I want my bag. I said, where's your bag? Go and bring it. They brought some nice red bag. I said, when I look at the bag, I see money going there inside the bag. Money there. They broke the bag. She opened it right at the altar. Open, taking out the money. It's like, I don't even want any money. Give it to God. Say, hey, human beings, if I had stood here and said, oh, please, give an offering. You look and take some $20 and just put it and just galang. But this kind of experience, and that's why we're going to take some testimonies. Even the experiences you had at the camp, think about it. Somebody had to bring the camp idea and to push you and to press you to register and pay and bring you here and put you in buses and take you far behind the airport and say, we are starting, we are sleeping, we are eating, and then pray for you for your experience to be possible. You were led to that particular place that you went to. It was leading. If your life will change, if your life will experience anything, it will be because you have and you possess leadership qualities. Everything depends on leadership. That's why even in our society, the home is what it is because of the lack of men. Hey, when you get a man, please take the man home. Please handcuff him and say, sweetie, don't worry. I'll do anything you want. Just stay here and put your name on me. I okay. No, you don't know the essence of men. Yeah. Get a man. Hold on tight. Tight. Carla. You get one, you should hold on tight. A good one though. Yeah, good one. No, you must find a good one. Don't get no pia pia one. No. Yeah. You see, because the presence of a man, even in a house alone, is something different. Yeah. Even if he can't satisfy you, whatever. People are trying to take words out of my mouth. No, you must. The Bible says that in the last day, seven women will come to a man and say, marry us. Don't do anything. Just your name. Just. We'll do everything. Everything. You just put your name on us. Just the name. No. Some of you women who have husbands who don't respect them.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for you.
You got to respect the men you have. It's a blessing. I tell you. He was the one who God gave dominion. That's why Apostle Paul says that in the church, you should keep quiet when you go home, ask your husband. Because the man was not the one who was deceived. It was you, Eve, who was deceived. Diggy. And when you get a man, must love you. Handcuff. Say, hey, I'll do anything for you. Yeah. All the problems we're going through, Anita, with our children, not even the boy or girl, the children in general, it's because of the man. No man. Or maybe the man who is there and is not a leader. Because you can have that also. Where the man is there, but he's not leading. Then you see all the chaos in the house. That's why God says, I will punish you. I will give you legs. And the legs is to take away leadership. It tells you that everything depends on leadership. So we must lead ourselves. I said we must lead ourselves. I see you becoming a great leader of your own life. No, lead yourself to pass. One thing we keep hearing all the time is that maths is difficult. So people don't do well in maths at all. No, lead yourself to break that difficulty. Because you need mathematics every day of your life anywhere. Even if it's a little bit of it, you meet it somewhere. You need a bit of English somewhere, somehow. You cannot work. I mean, it's so bad that even my little boy, at whatever age is, he's also beginning to say math is difficult. At the age of 9, that common statement that we say around it, as for math. And once you confess those things, then it becomes a challenge. It becomes a difficult thing. But mathematics is not difficult at all. Pastor Ralph can tell you. Mathematics is one of the easiest subjects. It's the easiest subject. It's not difficult at all. So whatever you are, some of you don't finish school. You must finish school. You must lead yourself to finish school. You just go to school. Which class? Stand up, talk to pastor. Don't shake your head. God, open your mouth. You just go to school. Which form? Farm for all. You got to finish, you know. No belly. Don't bring no belly. Be smiling. Don't bring no belly. You see, if you bring belly, that's your type of leadership. And you're going to chop belly, you're going to chop belly bad, 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 bad. I tell you, you should take yourself through school to the highest level possible. Don't. And that's why people who drop out of school, it is they who drop out, you know. They drop out. I remember I was trying to help a young guy here in the church. In fact, two young guys. I told them they should. In fact, when I sat down, I thought about it. I said, it's very, very bad when you can't lead yourself. I sent the two of them to Chase Academy. I sent them to the head teacher. I said, please, assess them and take them on. I will pay for them to private school, finish and write CX. Because they said they wanted to be pastors. As if you want to be a pastor, you got to get headspace. If you don't have headspace, you can't be a pastor. It's not like pastors are people who don't have brains. Prince won't come to the church. If... Why is he laughing? Yeah. Hey, no, you people who appreciate education, they don't go to churches where people don't say, you know, things that are relevant. So they went there, they assessed them, everything. Then they had to go and bring transcript from their school and a few things. Up to today. So one day I called them and said, you know what? Even my own children don't go to private secondary school. My children go to public school. I am taking you to private secondary school that my children don't go to. Up to today. Up to today. Up to today. No form came. No nothing came. It's like you're joking. Chase them away. Do you ask yourself, what do these people want in life? And if you can't take yourself through school for 5 years, only 5 years, and write exam and pass, there's no hope for you, really. There's no hope for you. I tell you, the way this world is, if you can't take yourself through certain things. No, please. You can't do it. The world will not respond to lazy and people who lack leadership. And it's common. Look around. The nations that have led themselves well are the nations we run to. The nations that have not led, the people have not led the people well and the country well. That's what we run away from. It is leadership. I say it is leadership. There's nothing like you can't build a house. There's nothing like that. I said, there's nothing like that. God wants you to build a house. God wants you to live your own house. But you must, with all the spirit, you see, you don't build a house by praying, shabalabalabala, and the house is built. No, you have to buy cement. You have to buy blocks. Or make your own blocks. You got to get a land. You have to lead yourself to put some money. So you have to take yourself to that point. Oh, I'm building a house. No, you build a house. How much is cement? How much is a bag of cement? There's nothing like you can't buy a vehicle. There's nothing like you can't marry. There's nothing like you can't get this, you can't get that. God is the one who wants you to get this thing more. All we need is leadership. If we have leadership, we'll go far. Let me close by saying that it's sad that poor people and black people sometimes, we make everything spiritual. We make everything prayer. We make everything anointing oil. We make everything demons and Satan. When we are not doing well, it's some devil. Yeah. Yeah. That is why songs that, you know, there are songs that kind of go in the way of putting Satan down. We like those songs a lot. Burn them. Come and see people dancing. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. But look at yourself. Are you really somebody who reflects favor? Because favor is not going to rain down until you take yourself from one place to another. You must lead yourself in favor. You must lead yourself to prosperity. You must lead yourself to a better place. So that we'll know that indeed. Because we have all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have more than enough. God created us in his own image and his own likeness. God is a leader. He has created us to be able to lead also. Don't put your leadership skills, shoes and gloves and skills down somewhere and look onto somebody. When I was encouraging a couple to marry, they said, no, they can't marry. They are waiting. Somebody put in for them, so they're waiting for that. They are not together anymore. They are not together anymore. They were coming to the church, I encouraged them. I said, you know, marry. They said, oh no, my mother put in for me. If we do that, we got to start afresh. I said, which one is better? The marriage, you, the two of you, loving yourself and living together without even going anywhere. Oh, good. So what, the two of you are going together? No, it's one person who's going to go first. What's going to happen to you when the other person goes first? You can easily forget the other person. No. They are leading themselves without know-how. Today, they are not together for a very long time. You are sitting and waiting for some embassy, something to, before you become prosperous. You're waiting to go to America before you feel good and feel nice about yourself. Please, you have all that it takes to live a good life. It depends on you. Stand to your feet, somebody. Everything depends on leadership. Depends on you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. You want to thank God tonight? Don't you want to thank God tonight? Thank God tonight. Thank God tonight for changing and trying to bring our minds towards something that we have neglected for a long time. Your security is your own. Everything about your welfare, your well-being is your leadership skills. This is not anybody. It's not a devil. It's not a demon. It's not your grandmother. It's not any somebody who is doing obia on you. It's your leadership skills or your ability to be led. Because David said, he leads me beside the still waters. He leads me. Leadership is the key. Help us, oh God. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this message, oh God, tonight. Lebros kabranda makaya basata barababa. Lebros kebrende. Lebros satabaraba kabras katabaraba. Mandorobo si kabarande rebe kabraba. Lebe sete menebe kabaraba sindarababa. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, oh God. Rabos kebrende me kebres kebrendes. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Everything indeed depends on leadership. It's not we lack it. It's not we don't have it around us. We have it. Some of us don't lack it. Some of us lack it. But even those who lack it and those who have it, you still have anointed people in our lives to follow, to watch, to copy, to learn from, so that our lives will be led in a certain way into prosperity and into well-being. Let us from today be transformed by this message. May our lives never indeed be the same again. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. You are here tonight, you are not saved, you are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to lead you into salvation. You are not saved. If you die right now, ask yourself, if you were to die right now, will you go to heaven or hell? Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be a Christian. I want to be saved. I want to be born again tonight. If you are here like that, you don't want to go to hell, lift up your right hand. I'll pray with you. Just your right hand up high. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You are here like that. Just your right hand. Just your right hand up high. I'll pray with you. I want to be born again, Pastor. I'll be born again. You see a hand right there? Wonderful. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, wherever you are, I want you to come to me. Come. I want to pray for you. Come. God bless you. Come, sweetheart. Come, come. Are they coming? Oh, clap for the young man.
Rid me of myself. I belong to you.
Wow.
Oh, lead me.
God bless you. All right. Close your eyes with me. Another young man coming. Oh, clap for the young man. Wow. All right. Let's pray. Close your eyes. Let's pray. It takes a simple prayer. After the prayer, your life will never be the same again. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I am saved. I am born again. I'm not going to hell anymore. I'm a child of God. And my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.